Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. My name is Asha Jeffries.
Debut record, age 11. You started at 14. You were Byron Bay busking. 2017, you moved to Melbourne and you did. See, this is what I'm talking about, right? 2017, Melbourne, you paid your dues. Let's see, what else have I got here? There's all sorts of great stuff. So let's start.
Yeah, where do we start?
Well, I know where we're going to start. What are you amazed so far that either no one has asked you or what do you wish someone would ask you?
I'm amazed that like more people aren't like, who is that about?
I know exactly where you're going. We'll get there.
Okay.
I know where you're going.
Okay. Or like, what is that? Like, what is the exact scenario where that happened to you?
Everyone's
like, what's that about?
And what's really kind of funny is you're being so right now kind of secretive because you're like, what is that about? And you're thinking, oh, this is a good way to see if he knows what I'm talking about. If you listen to the record or not.
Uh-huh, true. I mean, not that I thought about that.
No, but I thought about that. And guess what? We're going to get there.
Okay, incredible.
But I'm not going to ask it that way because that's too obvious.
Uh-huh.
Nah, we've got to go a little deeper, I think. But I'm going to start right there because you led me there and it happens to be right here at the top.
But I'm also just shocked that like, someone in the Hollywood Hills knows that I put out like music in 2011. Like I'm just like just insane.
Oh, I know more than that. Okay. It's all right. You'll see. Well, I've been following you for the past 24. No, I haven't. Just kidding. Yeah, that's me, a stalker. Okay, Ego Ride. Number one. I mean, you're gonna name an album.
Yeah.
That you're gonna put it right out there. But I'm going to read you the quote that's in there in your publicity and every single article. What happens from a breakup, leaving toxic trapped relationships into community friendships and et cetera, et cetera. Oh, and I've got to fill in, of course. Wait, I've got to make sure I get the word right. Discovery of the queer self. Bang.
Boom.
Right?
No, yeah.
I am not making fun of of that.
I'm making fun of it in my head.
Let's go way back and tell me where Northern Rivers is. Because everyone says, oh, Brisbane.
Yes, totally.
But
no,
you started in Northern Rivers, which really sounds like if you don't want to use your name, I think a side band, Northern
Ooh.
Rivers. That was Northern Rivers and Wave.
Well, I will definitely consider Northern Rivers. We can change Asha Jeffries to Northern Rivers.
Yeah, don't do it now.
Okay. I was born in the Northern Rivers in a really small town called the Channon, which is kind of near Byron Bay New South Wales. And then we moved to Brisbane when I was 2. And I think what you're referring to is when I was about 13, I went back to the Northern Rivers and competed in like the Blues Fest busking competition.
That's what I was referring to.
Yes, yeah. So Northern Rivers feels like a place that I feel very connected to.
Okay. So between age 0 and 13.
Yeah.
Just tell me about life, parents, because, you know, it's very important that every female artist has a troubled childhood. It's super important. If you didn't, and I've met several that haven't, but it's very important because of all the things you've become that you have a troubled childhood.
Right, totally.
Did you have a troubled childhood?
I mean, it's a very interesting question. My mom is a naturopath and a very alternative mindset type of person. And so is my dad, too.
Can you define that word for the audience and for me?
A naturopath?
Yes.
Someone who works within like natural therapies.
Oh,
it's a pretty like broad, I guess, job.
Wow, she'd fit in right here, boy.
Literally, yeah. So I grew up in like a very alternative natural lifestyle. My dad is an environmental scientist.
So wow.
Really into like the environment.
You grew up with smart people.
Very like people that are very connected to like the earth, I think.
Wow.
And not like artistic and not really like musical, but very emotional. Like I feel like everyone within my family, there's 4 of us. I have an older sister. We're all like very like sensitive, emotional people.
Did you fit in with the other kids, or as a result of having parents the way, because the other parents were not that, I am sure.
Yeah, no, I did not fit in at all. I don't think I like properly found a friendship group until like after I graduated high school. It was a very confusing time. I think that's like definitely a reason why I got into writing music was because
it's a catharsis.
Yeah, it's like, well, I don't think anyone feels the way I feel, so I'm going to write about it. And so I did.
At what point did your parents go, wait a minute, she's got some talent here. She might not go to college and become us.
True. Yeah, I think I was like 5 or 6. And I just used to sing around the house all the time and would put on this like awesome whale music. And I just like dance around the house and whoever came over, I just like
there was a record of whale music available.
Yes.
Of course there was, because your parents knew what they did.
Scientists, yeah.
I love that.
For sure. Yeah.
See, that blows the whole question. Like, what did you listen to when you were a kid? I listened to whale music. that's something.
Thank you.
Formal training, instruments, lessons.
I taught myself guitar. I hated guitar lessons. I hated learning guitar from someone. And I had singing lessons, but also didn't love it. And I just used to, just play covers on guitar and, no formal training.
You still did get an education, though.
I did.
You did. You went to a real place. You went to a real school.
I went to a real school. I think what you're talking about is Music Industry College.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yes, boom. It is a high school in Brisbane, in Fortitude Valley, which is like kind of like the city in Brisbane. And it's free dress. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., which is kind of crazy for Brisbane. And it was year 11, year 12. And it was less like learning about music and more learning about the music industry, which like was very confronting. And
yeah, very like, scary as all get out.
Totally. It kind of made me be like.
And you still decided to go in. What is wrong with you? You decided to go into it.
I don't know. Like I knew what I was getting myself into.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of like it's almost been a process of like unlearning everything that I have learned like about the industry.
Okay, I'm going to get this over with.
Okay, do
because it. The audience, because everybody just dances around this. Mm-hmm. When did you know that you were going to not be sexually the expected? Because that was a while ago. That wasn't a minute, right? So did your parents like, because they were pretty special parents.
Uh-huh.
So what moment did you come out? What moment did you say, did you go to your parents and say, by the way, did they figure it out? Notice I'm not asking you about how you thought about it.
True.
I kind of want to take it the other way and then go back inwards. Because I do have to make sure that I get to the discovery of the queer self.
The gay stuff, yeah.
I have to get there. I want to get there early so we can get it over with.
I gotta get it there. I think like I grew up, as I said, like in a pretty alternative, open-minded kind of family. But I think I still, like, as a kid, I was like, oh my God, what if I like girls? Like, it was just such a scary thought. Well, like, I think I realized that I really liked women. I mean, only a couple of years ago. It was, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. It was just, like, so kind of focused on being this particular way and kind of, like, being desired and attracted by men. But something kind of crazy happened, and I had to find a new drummer for my band. And Kalia is right over there. And I realized I was gay because Kalia walked into the room.
And that was the end of that.
It was the first time that I was like.
Yeah, good. By the way, she will, one of these days, that clip is going to be the best thing you've ever had.
For sure.
You're just going to love like, that it just went that way.
And like so proud of it that like I kind of, all of a sudden was like, well, I'm so attracted to this person, and it kind of like opened up my world in this whole entire new way.
That's the name of that tune.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I wrote a song called Tank Tops about it.
But this record's 4 years in the making.
Kind of. Yeah. I started writing when I was 21, and now I'm about to turn 25 next
month. My gosh, you're old.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm so old.
So old. I would like to be that old. But how much is fantasy? And how much is real? How much is you? And how much of it is a character that you created to be part of you?
All of it's real.
Wow.
All of it's real. Maybe some things are exaggerated, but I'm a pretty dramatic person.
See, so that's
all. I would say all of it is real.
I love that because You have to keep breaking your heart until it opens.
Absolutely.
That's a quote that I read. So when did you know that you were at that moment where your heart had opened and you had to make this?
I decided to take a break from music. I know that sounds so dramatic, but I decided to kind of like stop ever putting music out. I wanted to move to Tasmania. I really wanted to move to Hobart in Tasmania and just go and study music. I was kind of quite, I went through a pretty rough breakup. And then I went to Tasmania for the first leg of a tour that I was on. And then when I got to Tasmania, the whole tour got canceled because of COVID. So I was stuck in Tasmania for like 2 weeks, which was beautiful. And I realized that I had to stop kind of trying. I felt like the universe was telling me to just like stop and just do whatever made me happy. And so I started, you know, processing this breakup and,
And next thing you know, you were back in it.
Next thing I know, I was in a band. Yeah. Next thing I know, I had this,
but like, this was the breakup.
This was the breakup.
This was the breakup that the, see, we took a while to get there.
Yeah, here we are.
We had to go all the way to Tasmania to get there though.
I know.
This was the breakup that the record is about.
Yeah.
And yet you were through. Before you made this record, you were through with music. You were like, nope, right. I'm not going to do this.
Totally. It's so funny. I
best thing ever though.
I know. Well, it's kind of, it goes to show like the minute you kind of like stop putting pressure on yourself, you actually kind of reach your potential in a way. Or like, I think I was putting so much potential or like pressure on who I should be or like what music that I should write that I like didn't even think about who was going to listen to the songs that I was writing, and they just happened to be like the songs that I've loved the most and are my favorite. And yeah, I guess we started recording these songs in the studio with a guy called Sam Cromack. I didn't even know that I was going to write an album. I was kind of just sitting in my bedroom day after day, kind of just writing songs to help me process like what was happening in my life, like just such a tone shift and a huge change being on my own and, you know, like living in the same space or like living in the same suburb as my ex was and like whether I was going to bump into them and just all of just this shifting all the time. There is like a quality to the songs that has something that kind of wants to replay a lot. And I think I can never just sit down and write them. They always come to me when when they come to me, it's always through walking or doing something active or like hanging out, washing. It's never like, it kind of feels like it doesn't actually come from me in my brain. It feels like it comes into me and like there's just like this like bucket over my head and the water like drips in.
Well, that's how I'm doing this with you. It's the same thing. It's called riffing. It's called...
Totally.
What is the filter for one of your songs? How do you know that it's your song?
What is the filter?
Yeah. How do you know it's your song?
I think it has this like tone to it that's like honest but a bit sarcastic and like kind of quite, I want to say emotional, but there's a better word for it. Something that's just like personal and like I'm saying something that you think is sarcastic but you don't.
But yeah, you've made anger attractive and pretty.
Thank you so
much. You've managed to make anger in a way that it's good because it sounds so attractive. You got this great label. So did you have a finished record that you brought to them?
No, I didn't. I think we're maybe 3/4 of the way through and we played a showcase in Brisbane called Big Sound. And Dan, who's like the A&R, wonderful man.
Just happened to be there.
Yeah, he came to the show and then right after I got off stage, he was like, hey, that was really good. Can I talk to your manager? And I was like, who is this guy? And he like manages Passenger and has this like amazing British accent. And I was just so stoked to have met him right after we got off stage. You know, like that high that you get after like you do something exciting.
Regarding live in one room, was that a decision of the material? And the tone?
Feeling. And I don't think it was an active decision. It wasn't like, oh, we gotta do this so it feels and like sounds like this, but it was all actively about like what feels the best. And that's the kind of producer Sam is. It's all based on like what is going to make you all play the best in this room right now, like, and how are we going to get the best recording. And it was feeling like we're doing it all together and feeling like we're just playing it live. This album is about discovering myself and becoming an adult, right? And how to feel at home within myself and my body and my identity and my life. Like every song on the album is almost like a lesson that I've learned that like I wish I could like tell my younger self.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.
Okay.
And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by anybody else in between.